a bloomed country. Because 2,000 years, so many powers and nations did not take care on the land. This is our task. Because this land is going to be not only the center of the world, but the land of so many nations. When they flew up one day to meet the God of the universe in this land, we found and meet a beautiful land. The most beautiful land in the world. Come and feel it. That's a special feeling. When you walk in this land, you feel so strong. The presence of God, His Spirit, which cover every place, the streets, the mountains, the houses, to open every morning the window and to hear God saying to you, Shalom, hello. That's a wonderful thing. God is again in the land. And everyone must come and meet God as He commanded us. You will come at least 3 times a year to see me and be seen by me. Only in Israel you can see God. I promise you. You can feel Him all over the world. I feel His presence now in this moment, in this place, with your wonderful hearts which are open to God. But in Israel you can even hug God and feel that He is hugging you. And this is the meaning of the rebirth of Israel. You are going to come in January to this land. Prepare yourself. Take with you the Bible and open your hearts. You are not coming in a regular land, another land in the world. You are not coming to see places. You are coming to meet the God of the universe in this land. He decided to dwell there, not only in heaven, but close to people, in Jerusalem, Yerushalayim. And I want to convince, especially as Americans, as Zionist Christians, what is the meaning of Zionist? Zion is the name of the Mount Moriah Temple Mount and became the name of all the land. And I am sure that God founded America not as an accident in the history of the nations, but mainly to fulfill an important part in this big time. To be not only just a physical power, but mainly spiritual power. Big powers passed away from the world, mainly when they rejected and attacked Israel and destroyed Israel. And I pray from the bottom of my heart, and when the war will come, Armageddon, that we feel, everyone in this land, that it is soon to come, I pray that United States of America will not be a part of this attack against Israel and the God of Israel. I pray. Because God dedicated to you to be a part of this big event which is going on in Israel. An important part of the end times. And you cannot run from your destiny as we cannot run. Your task is to give the backing to Israel, to walk with Israel hand by hand in the wilderness. When I say wilderness, I mean in a time when all the nations are rejecting Israel. Maybe they will reject you also. But we shall have the best friend. As long as we have Him, no matter who will be more our friend. the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I want to show you something which is so symbolic and not an accident again. Jerusalem in English, you see? You can see it from there. In the midst of it, we see three letters. USA, United States, America. You are in the midst of everything in this big time. And I want to advise again to your president, forgive me again, that before he will put pressure on Israel to give away the land to the most cruel enemies of God in Israel, I advise him that he will read carefully the Bible, the Word of God, and he will understand what is his task in this time. We reject the pressure that he is putting on Israel. This is your task also. God will never accept it. And Israel is not allowed. Even a weak government of us, weakness is also in Israel. Gave before 3 years in an evil false agreement, which is so called Oslo Agreement, the main parts of the land to the most cruel enemies of Israel and God. Yasser Arafat, this murderer, this hand is full of Jewish and Israeli blood more than anyone after Hitler. They want to destroy the dream of God. They want to stop this godly event in this land. Even that God blessed them and gave them 22 big countries, rich countries. Everything they have. Oil, money, population, millions. Blessed countries. And in another circle, tens of Islamic countries. And yet, they want to take the small land of Israel from the people of God and to stop this godly event. Again, to make this land not Israel, not the land of the Bible, but so-called Palestine. The name which the Romans gave to this land when they destroyed Israel and the temple in the year 70 CE. They called also Jerusalem Hagia Capitolina. They wanted to deny the covenant which God made with the land and Israel. What happened to them? They disappeared. They disappeared from the history and left just dry pages in the books of history. And God showed everyone that Israel is again a live nation in the same land of the covenant. And no one is allowed to take parts of the land and give it to the enemies of God and Israel and to stop this big event. Mainly Judea, Sumeria, and Gaza, the Golan Heights. In these areas was born the Bible, the dialogue between God and Israel. The prophets walked there. King David, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Who is allowed to give this land to foreigners, to enemies? And it will not work. Never. Jerusalem cannot be divided again, as it was in the last 2,000 years. God is determined to accomplish what He started in this land. Come to Israel and you will see it. Jerusalem and the land of Israel cannot be and will never be negotiable. And those parts of the land which were given in an evil covenant to the devil himself will come back soon to Israel because they have a task. And this land will never be Palestine, only Israel. Never. God is testing them, us, and all the nations. And we are not allowed to offend Him. Never. Never again. But Jerusalem is in the middle of hatred again. Even your administration, this president and the former president and all the others, did not recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Maybe it is hard for so many nations to agree and to recognize that God never forgot Israel. How can a father forget his son? Mainly as he called this son, my firstborn son, Israel. How can God forget his wife? He called Israel my wife. And he called himself the husband of Israel. And we had together a house of love in the midst of Jerusalem, the temple, where we showed the love of us to God and the love of God to us. Can a father forget his son? Never. He sent us maybe to a long exile. Maybe when we forgot his word and we made mistakes that we shall never make again. Maybe for another task, to spread his word between the nations. But he brought us back in a big event forever. And I want to advise to everyone not to have illusions, first of all to the enemies, which never learn from their experience in the last 50 years, when they were defeated again and again in seven wars by a small nation, small army, which had not the backing of the most of the nations. And they were defeated. And I want to tell all of them that again and again it will happen. And in the coming war, which unfortunately is soon to come, the wars of all the wars, maybe we shall pay a terrible price because our own mistakes. But maybe this is the destiny of a nation which will remain forever faithful to God and to the land. And I want to advise all of them that no more, because Israel has a wonderful commander of her army, the best commander in the world, the best general, has the Israeli army, and he has a wonderful name, the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, is again the God of hosts and the commander of the Israeli army. And when I speak about battles and wars, please don't have a mistake. We hate wars more than anything in our life. You will not find one nation which passed so many wars. We are looking forward only for one thing: to meet our God on Mount Moriah, to worship in peaceful, in love, to serve the nations. That's it. But if they don't understand, and the only way that they know is wars, God is acting in His way to show to all of them what He is doing. I have no time to share with you. Maybe I shared it with you in the past. God appeared in all the walls of Israel, and He appeared in my personal life. When He saved my life in a terrible battle against the enemies of Israel, and He showed me what is the meaning of dry bones which can come to life. When He appeared in my life as He appeared in the life of this nation and this army in a terrible battle, when I was dead, completely dead, and He put on my body flesh and skin and back His spirit for a purpose, as He did it with Israel for a purpose. again, short time later, when I met again so close the God of Israel on Mount Moriah, the heart and the soul and the focus of our life, we prayed 2,000 years to come back to this place. 6 days, six times a day, in the night, in the mornings, in the afternoon. Please bring us back to this land, to Jerusalem, to Mount Moriah, to your house. 2,000 years this nation prayed with its face to one direction, to Jerusalem, to Mount Moriah. Before 24 years, when I built my house on a place which was under Arab control before the 6 days war, an occupied territory. And when I dig the foundation of my house, I discovered suddenly a cave with four bodies. Father and the mother, the son and the daughter, bones. They laid on four tables in this cave. They saw in their eyes the temple, the worship on the temple. They heard in their ears the prophets in the streets of Jerusalem. And immediately I knew that I met my brothers and my sisters, my forefathers. With tears in my eyes, I could see tears in their bones. And I knew it immediately, because their faces and their bodies were directed to one place, to the city of David, Jerusalem, to Mount Moriah, to the rock of Abraham and Isaac. We met our brothers and our fathers again. And a small time later, my small five children played on this cave. And Ezekiel 37 became a reality, a life reality in my personal life again. This is the meaning of the rebirth of Israel. Every rock, every stone that you pick in this land, you will find Hebrew words, messages from our forefathers. I believe not only for Israel, their descendants, but for all the nations. Also for you, mainly for you, lovers of Israel, Zionists, and this nation, Israel, gave you such a wonderful gift, and we are proud about it. This wonderful book, the Bible. The man that you call him your Savior, which was born as a Jew, lived as a Jew, and died as a Jew. And even that we did not, and still are not, accept him as our Messiah. Still, he was for you a bridge to bring you to the place where your roots started. The Jewish nation, don't forget it never. Your roots are in one place. The Jewish nation, Jerusalem, and the land of Israel. Everything in your faith, in your culture, in your desires started in this place and going to accomplish in this place. Before 1 year, this evil, forgive me that I use this word evil, Yasser Arafat, the leader of this band of murderers, stated in Bethlehem, the city of David, which Israel made a terrible mistake when it was given to him. Terrible abomination in Bethlehem, in Hebron, in Shechem, in Shiloh, the biblical places, under control of the Satan himself. And they are expert to use lies for political games and goals. And he stated in Bethlehem that Yeshua, or Jesus as you call him in English, was a Palestinian guy. That's so amazing. I did not know that he was a Palestinian. Maybe tomorrow you will say that God made a covenant, not with Abraham, but with Yasser Arafat. And before I came here, I said to myself, maybe I mistake. And I opened again and again this wonderful book to find maybe in one of the corners of this book was written that God made a covenant with him. I did not find in any place. Just again and again, a covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, with King David, with Israel, an eternal covenant. And Israel, more than any time in the past, needs your love, your heart, your hands, to walk together with Israel in this critical time, because the enemy is in the midst of Israel and around Israel from all the sides, not only in the Middle East, all over the world. Just before a few months, Israel found herself again alone in the UN organization. 134 nations voted against Israel, against Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Again, even your president did not recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. It's not simple when all the world is against Israel to be a friend of Israel. And the friend of God, God Himself. You can show your love to God through Israel. That's what God said. It's not simple to be in the company of Israel when Israel is alone. When even the president of the biggest power did not recognize Jerusalem. Even your two houses, the Senate and the Congress, decided to do it and to move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And he stopped it and delayed it to the year 2000. I want to advise to President Clinton again, the year 2000 will be too late for you. The Messiah is soon to come, I pray. And even I believe, please God do it before the year 2000. And then, every nation, two nations only recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Small nations. Venezuela and Costa Rica. Then all the nations will run quickly to Jerusalem. But it will be too late. Because only one God is expecting from everyone to challenge the test. And please, advise your president to do what God is expecting from this great nation. You are Christians, Zionists, and believers. You are not allowed, as we are not allowed, to be passive and to say God will do everything. This is a time that we need to act together as one flesh and to show everyone that we trust in God. The Temple Mount and the Land of Israel Faithful Movement is committed since the year 1967. And I want to share this with you before I finish. To establish the Kingdom of God in Jerusalem and the Land of Israel. to make again Israel a biblical nation with a biblical mission, to make Israel not another state and the land in the world, but the land of God, the land of the Bible, the kingdom of God. God wants it so much. He is ready. In our generation, we are not ready. In the year 1967, we stood again in a war when they surrounded us from all the sides to destroy Israel. And in 6 days, God defeated all of them and brought Israel to the focus of Himself and all the earth, to the Temple Mount. I will never forget the moment when I stood together with my soldiers, with my ken, my personal, maybe symbol of the covenant, the personal covenant which God made with me on this hill, in the front of the rock of Abraham and Isaac, the location of the first and the second temple. I will never forget when we stood there and we cried because our hearts were broken to come back to this place, to see how a vision is becoming a reality. And I hold myself all the time, I don't know how to say it in English, to feel if I'm dreaming or it is a reality. It was a reality, but in the same time, a fulfillment of a big dream. Long hour we cried. All Israel, in all the land, all over, in the streets, in the houses, cried. It's deep significance to come back to this place. We could hear the voice of God saying to all of us, I brought you here, my children, to build again my house, your house, the house of all the nations. I want to show my love through this hill, through this house, to all the nations, to make it now a house of love between God and all the nations. It was not an accident. A godly big appearance. An important stage in the only one real process of redemption. The godly process. And we miss this moment when our leadership, the defense minister Moshe Dayan, gave back this place after 1,300 years of foreign pagan worship. It has not for them any meaning. And he called them back and gave it to them back and broke a big godly moment for all of us. And we cried again. I'm sure that God cried in heaven when he saw what we did in our hands, exactly as he cried before 3 years when our leadership made another sinful mistake and signed the Oslo Agreement. And in the same moment, I called my friends and we decided to found the Temple Mount and the Land of Israel Faithful Movement. Faithful to the Word of God, to the big moment, not to miss it again. Exactly as we did in the past when the 10 spies did not believe and trust in the Word of God, Joshua and Caleb. And I remember in the 8th day after the war, we went to Samaria to find the tombs of these 2 big heroes, 2 people. An important lesson for all of us, how 2 people can change history and bring back the history to the godly track, Joshua and Caleb. And we found their tombs in the same village where they lived, in Samaria. And we started a campaign to correct this sinful mistake, to establish the kingdom of God in Jerusalem on his hill. 31 years of a battle. Not an easy battle. Still, when we started, my hair was completely black. But we were faithful. And we shall continue to be faithful. We lay the cornerstone to start the process. Again and again, we are marching to the temple. We educate Israelis and nations. We prepare everything to serve in the right way according to the biblical godly law. God in Jerusalem on Mount Moriah. I have no time to share with you, but we are almost ready. Everything is almost ready. And one thing I want to tell you, if we can make a conclusion together this evening, the main thing that I feel that I have to share with you, that soon to come is going to be established the kingdom of God. And again, forgive me, not in Washington, D.C., not in London, not in Paris, Shanghai, the big capitals, but in a small city, the most beautiful in the world, in Jerusalem. The house of God is going to be rebuilt in our lifetime. Only God can give timing, but in Israel we feel. Even the pains that we pass now, the pressure, the hatred from so many nations, are also signs. Everything is moving to this point. The establishment of the kingdom of God in Jerusalem, in the land of Israel. The rebuilding of the house of God. The coming of the Messiah. We want more than anything to unlock the golden gate, to open it before the Messiah, for all of us. And if we want or not, and when I say we, I mean Israelis or nations, it is soon to come in our lifetime. Amen. Thank you so much. You know that the Israeli nation knows so well about you, wonderful Christians. After 2,000 years of a terrible division that the Satan himself put it between us, we are again together. As I told you, not bad where there are here or there a few differences. Even brothers in one family has few differences. Maybe it makes more interesting life. But we are again one family. You wonderful Christians. And we Israelis and Jews. We are again in the same place in the end times. And I want to tell you that we love you. Israel love you. You are in our hearts. So good to know that we are not alone. We have God and we have you. We love you. Thank you so much for what you are. May God bless you. We shall together stay, all of us. Soon, maybe one morning, we shall awake and all the aeroplanes will go to one direction. And we shall stay before God in Jerusalem, on Mount Moriah, hand by hand. And we shall thank Him that He gave us this big privilege to be again brothers and sisters, one family, and to be born in this big generation. Thank you, we love you. And you have your brochures. Take it with you home, read it. We desire to have you in the family of the Temple Mount Faithful and Land of Israel. We have to be all of us faithful, to be on our mailing list, to share with you what is going on in Israel, what is in our heart, and you will share with us to prepare ourselves together for this big day. And in the brochure you have, the card, write your names, please, your address, give it to me after it will be finished. And I will take it to Jerusalem. And your name and your address will be written in the holy city. And write your phone number also, because we need it. I told you, the Messiah is soon to come. When he will come, we shall make you a quick call for me. Come. Thank you.
Let's all stand. It's an awesome thing to realize that, first of all, you and I are alive at a time where we can pick up the book of Zechariah, the prophet of Israel, who said that in the very last days, before God establishes his kingdom, Jerusalem would become a tremble, a cup of trembling to the nations of the world. And there are nations aligned against Jerusalem, against Israel. You know, if you look at it, the focal point, as the world knows, is the Middle East. If you keep zooming in on your microscope, it comes down to Israel. If you keep going with a greater magnification, you come down to the city of Jerusalem. If you keep focusing your microscope even more, you come to the Temple Mount, which is really the battleground. And if you focus it in even further, there's a special point. Literally, amazingly, tonight, the Temple Mount in Jerusalem is the most volatile, the most desired, sought after piece of real estate on the face of the earth. There are nations preparing for war with annihilation, if necessary, to be executed regarding the Temple Mount. And you are alive now. The prophet Daniel said that as Europe would arise and become a dominant world power, in a very quick period of time after its emergence, it says in the book of Daniel that the God of heaven will send forth a stone not cut with human hands that will smote the kingdom in Europe in its feet, and it will crumble. And this stone will grow into a great mountain and cover the earth, God's established kingdom. Jesus said, concerning the rebirth of the nation Israel, he said, listen, when you see the fig tree put forth its leaves, you know that summer is near, and even so is my coming at the door. And he gave a grave warning. He said, for all those nations who offend his people. And read the text in Matthew 25. He was speaking about Israel. He said, for those nations that will bless Israel, the Lord will bless them. But he said, for those nations who mistreat them, he said it would be better for them to have never been born. And I agree that the history of the United States, God established this country for many reasons, but one of them, I think, the most preeminent one, is that the United States would be a vanguard to watch over and to preside over and to assist the rebirth of the nation Israel. That's happened. The Bible, again, factual. It's happened. Is America done? Has she played her role? I want to leave you with this. Our Father, and Gershon wants to adopt me, and I accept, and I've already accepted that in my heart with him. Our Father, Abraham, God called out of Ur of the Chaldees. God spoke to Abraham, and he said, the nation that will come out of him, they'll be the apple of God's eye, and those whom bless you, Abraham, I will bless. Those who curse you, Abraham, I shall curse. And I challenge you tonight, go to any nation that has ever dealt unfairly with Israel and look at its position in the world today. The nations that have blessed Israel, look at their position today. Amazing. Let's pray together. Bruce, you want to come on up? Let's pray. Father, we come before you and we thank you so much that according to a wonderful Jewish man that we know well, Saul, you renamed Paul, little one, wrote in the book of Romans chapter 11 that God is not done with Israel, but he's about now to pour out his Spirit. In fact, has even begun. And we thank you so much. Lord, speak to us, lead us, and guide us how you might use us in these days. And in the meantime, until you come again, as Gershon said, may we take advantage to bless and to pray for the peace of Jerusalem and to visit her as often as we can. I have to agree. The moment you step off the airplane, it's as though you've come home. And Lord, we pray tonight to establish your kingdom. And we look forward to that. In your name, amen. Let's close in a song. And I want to announce also that...